All right, and we're back. Practicing medicine without a license. You folks can practice medicine on yourselves without a license. You know that. You don't need one. The book is amazing. It really should be read by everyone. I still remember, Owen, that effort to discredit Linus Pauling's vitamin C. And I don't want to dwell on that too much. There's too many positive things to talk about. But basically, what you said right before the break is fascinating. Apparently, most everyone has scurvy to one degree or another, whether it's subclinical, clinical, or whatever. It's there. And that's what's causing the damage to the arterial walls, building up of the plaque, and the atherosclerosis. Now, Pauling figured that out. How is it that vitamin C can somehow trigger the reversal of this plaque buildup? What is it about reversing scurvy that allows the plaque, the hardened artery, to become again more flexible and to open up?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And it brings to mind the work of Dr. Sidney Bush, an optometrist, who was looking at vitamin C in half of his patients to investigate its effect on an eye infection. And he just happened to notice, you can see with these equipment the optometrists use, these white atheromas that form in these microscopic arteries, mm-hmm. and they're aware of them, and they most optometrists don't think they can be reversed. And he noticed that in the group getting the vitamin C, he could see it dissolving. They were reversing. And he has published his work to show that, in his experience, most people the plaques will start to resolve within 10 by taking 10 grams, and it might take up to a month.
That's absolutely stunning news, and it ought to rock every cardiologist on their butt.
It really should. That's why I would rather, I think it's better to have cardiologists read this book because they have not gotten any of this in their training. I've been through a lot of their nutrition training. They never mentioned vitamin C once to them.
What nutrition training?
That's right. But, even in the case of the therapeutic nutrition course that I attended, I audited at a pre-medical school.
Did you really? Well, good. Bravo. That's real research. Wow.
Well, and it was like a Twilight Zone. They didn't mention vitamin C once the entire, so these kids go through this training, and there can't be anything there, right? Because I would be taught about it. There's no way that I wouldn't be taught. So it's sort of there's a vacuum, and they just assume that there's nothing there. And, of course, mm-hmm. there's a huge mountain underneath. Thankfully that the polling opens up. But anyway, so Bush has seen that these soft atheromas can be reversed very quickly, but the harder calcified, over time, the actual plaque can become calcified, become harder,
right?
And that seems to take longer.
But it can be dissolved.
It looks like 2 years, even in 2 years, he noticed that in one of his patients came back 2 years later and was gone. So he has a before and
that's
after.
That's stunning.
Now, it is stunning. If you think about it, they can use this technique, no radiation, completely non-invasive. As long as your arterial system is connected to the rest of the body, you're getting a picture mm-hmm. of how the plaque is forming,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you can determine your own dose. And if you like something else better, you could try that and see if it reverses your atheromas in your eyes. So he calls this cardioretinometry, and he's trying to publish, but he's running into the same roadblock that anybody in alternative medicine, including Pauling, ran into. Pauling, as a member of the National Academy of Science, was able to get his papers published in the proceedings.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he was able to get around this barrier, but nobody else can get around the barrier and get their stuff published. So we could go on and on about that. It's sad. It should be news.
Well, this isn't news. It's only it's the biggest story in cardiology, probably of our lifetimes.
That's right. And it's, what we see, and as I point out in the book, we see amazing reversals in a very short amount of time. And it's something that anybody who has, five senses should be able to notice, not only us. And yet, for some reason, it's not noticed at all by cardiology until they retire.
All right, if